Praise the Lord, and God bless you, Pastor Rice, Sister Rose, and all the saints. This is Sister Diane Johnson, who is very grateful and blessed to be at the Overcomer. Thank you, Jesus, and praise your holy name. I pray for all the precious brothers and sisters everywhere, and ask your continued prayers for me as they are appreciated. I thank the Lord for the broadcast and the daily bread. Good edifying and encouraging preaching of Jesus, Brother Rice. Just keep on preaching as you are a true man of God who does care for the sheep. May the Lord help the saints to stand fast and fight the good fight of faith. Come quickly, Lord Jesus, come is my prayer. May Lord bless all the saints everywhere. Amen.
Good morning, saints. Good morning. Come, let us worship. I was glad when they said unto me, let's go into the house of the Lord. Would you be free from the burden of sin? There is power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you or evil a victory win? There is wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder working power in the blood. Than snow. There is power in the blood, power in the blood. Sin stains are lost in its life-giving glow. There is wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you do service for Jesus your King? There is power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you live daily in praises to sing? There is wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Oh, there is power, power, wonder working power in the blood of the Lamb. Thank you, Lord, for the blood, for the power in the blood, your saving grace, oh God. Help us now, Lord. We present our bodies. Help our infirmities. Perfect that which concerns us this hour. We would glorify you in our bodies and our spirits, which are yours. I would speak as the oracles of God. Words of faith to minister grace for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. We pray all things, Father, in Jesus' name, amen. Hear our cry, O God. In Jesus' name means in the authority of Jesus. He's given us authority for some things. Some things we have no authority for. Reminder of something that Brother Sarah said. If we would do anything, we need authority to do it. So God has given us authority to do things in his name. Some things he's given us no authority for. Thank you, Lord. So distractions, decoys, diversions. What is the peril of the times? The scriptures say perilous times shall come. Well, what are the perils? We might talk about it. Also the diversions, distractions, and decoys. All right. Thank you, Lord. I'm thinking about they that know their God shall be strong and do exploit. One scripture talks about after having known God, or rather being known of God. So we know God because he knows us. We are known of God. Otherwise, we don't know him. The world does not know God. So understand, when you speak as the world speak, or you speak to those that are of the world, there is no communication there. Thank you, Lord. And I'm also thinking about the songs we sing. Often we say, I like the blood songs. Well, I like the blood songs. I mean, songs about the blood. But it should remind us. Now, I can't do this because it's unlawful. Make us to understand what God has done. I'd have old Timothy come over here and I'd get a knife and cut his throat. Then I say, now this is what God, but I can't do that. Everybody understand? Nevertheless, that's what he's done. So anytime we talk about the blood, that's how we should do it. But we don't, because it's theoretical. If I did that, maybe for about 5 minutes, we would understand. Then we go right back to the way we were. Maybe I should take Neil and do it. Yeah, huh? You want to be a sacrifice so the fear of God can come upon these people? Huh? Will you give me a knife, brother, so we can see what I mean? I'm just trying to sober us up, because so much of this is rhetoric. That's why we're soulful in our worship. We sing about the blood, and but I guess if someone took your son, your father, your mother, and slight, then you'd understand about the blood. But it only worked for a little while. You understand that? It only worked for a little while. That's how wretched we are. That's how ungrateful we are. So, may we ask God to help us. That's why it's so foolish when folk talk about pre-trib rapture and God won't put his people through tribulation. I wouldn't talk to folk like that. You understand? I'm preaching, but I wouldn't argue with them. If they tell me that, I'll leave them alone. Absolutely. According to the word of God, I will leave them alone. Is that what they think about the blood of Jesus Christ? Then you will never get through to them. That's called discretion. But some folk, I'm right, and we're going to argue. No, I'm not going to argue with anybody about pre-trib rapture. Absolutely not. That is so foolish. Also, I'm not going to argue about obeying them that have the rule over you. Even though we don't agree, I'm still not going to argue. What I'll do is stand my ground, proclaim the word. That's different than arguing. Okay? If I'm going to speak for God, I'll have to tell the truth. That's not arguing. You understand? Because it's not for my cause, it's for the cause of Christ. Arguing is just to see who the greatest is. I'm not about that. As far as I'm concerned, Jesus Christ is the greatest. Huh? He's the preeminent one. I'm always going to speak of him. Huh? Amazing grace will always be my song of praise. It was grace that brought my liberty. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. So, what I got an email yesterday. Oh, from Phillips. He said, I just listened to The Overcomer on 9930. What is it? WZ? What is it, brother? WTWW 9930. I just listened to it. And my God, that stuff out was spewing. What was being spewed out there? Y'all ever heard of Jim Jones? Boy, I was provoked. Y'all ever heard of Jim Jones? Now, I have. In fact, I actually watched a movie about it. Really? Now, of course, I know that a movie is a movie. You know, they make the movie to make money, not to tell the truth. Now, there may be some truth in it. That's not why they make the movie. Huh? That's not why some people read the Bible. You understand that truth is in it, but they don't read it for the truth. Isn't that perilous? These are the perilous things that have come. Not MSG and 5G towers. No, that's what we think, huh? Oh, they put stuff in the food. That's not the perils in this time. Huh? I'm going to read to y'all the perils. We've read it before, but I'm going to read it again just to put you in remembrance. Hallelujah. Well, if you'll understand why I'm always provoked is because I do consider the blood of Jesus. Now, like I said, I can't do what I need to do. And even if I did it, it only worked for a little while. If I took Neil and brought him up here, don't you know that's why the sacrifices were continually offered up? God didn't need to, he needed to keep them in remembrance. But lo and behold, they remember about as well as we do. Am I not telling the truth? The other thing I was thinking about pre-trib rapture, you know, you hear about the account of Ai. They said, man, we're God's people, and they're just chumps. We'll send about 3,000 over there, and we'll wipe them out, and, you know, we'll run on. Well, they went over there, 3,000, and Ai put them, they kicked their butt from sun up to sundown. Yes, they did. Hallelujah, they went home with their tail between the legs. Now, would God do with people like that? See what I mean? That's how foolish this pre-trib is. Well, would God do that? Well, is it written in the book? Why didn't he just say, now, don't y'all go over there? Huh? That would have been wise, huh? Now, don't y'all go over there because they're going to kick your butt. What? He didn't say that. That's not what he said. Huh? They went over there and they kicked their butt. And then they, you know, shaved their head and tossed dust and put their sackcloth on. He said, get up, man. Y'all stop all that foolish stuff. I'm paraphrasing. He said, man, there's wickedness among y'all. Huh? That's why you can't stand against your enemy. Of course, what does that mean to us? See how sober we are? And if somebody preached, oh, he preached too hard. He say hard things. And see. You see where we stand. He said, y'all get that accursed thing from among you. Then we can do some business. So the thing is, God tells us all the time. And then when we don't believe him, he let us go find out. Absolutely. Y'all ever found out? Not like we ought to have, though. Not like we should have. Huh? Only in part. Huh? Only in part. So, yeah, that wasn't the only time. I just heard Pastor Timothy preach. Boy, he preached good. I liked the way he preached. Thank you, Lord. But he's talking about how God raised up enemies to against, raised us, and how just wiped us out, did cruel and inhumane things. Would God do that? No, he wouldn't, because he wouldn't let him go through tribulation. He certainly wouldn't raise up fierce enemies against him, would he? See how foolish it is. But even if I talk this way, it won't change your mind. That's why I don't talk to them. I'm talking to you. For somebody whose heart is set on believing pre-trib, that's because the heart's not right with God. I mean, you read about Jesus Christ going to the cross, and you say that he's not going to... Give me a break. How long you been in Christ? Huh? He not put you in tribulation? Yeah, see, some looks aren't right this morning. You know, this is what God is speaking to us right now, and to some folk, it's just not what they want to hear. Can you imagine that? Well, maybe he ought to raise up an adversary against us then. Oh, Pastor Rice, God, he wouldn't do that. Well. He wouldn't do that. Oh, we're so sweet and kind. He loves us so much. Well, partly true. He loves us so much. He loves us so much. So I'm going to find Brother Spurgeon's account this morning because I'm impressed with it. I like for things to provoke me, things concerning Jesus Christ. So the guy who said, you ever heard of Jim Jones? That provoked me. Because if he listened to the broadcast and that's what he come away with, that's scary. That's scary. So I said, man, I got a question for you. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever heard of Jesus Christ? Is that good? I said, there's salvation in no other name. Let's talk about him. I said, let's talk about him. Isn't that a good reply? I said, man, you mean you listened to the broadcast and you didn't hear that preached? I said, that's scary. Isn't that a good reply? I said, that's very scary. And then I said, I do thank you for the reception report. Do you want us to send you a QSL card? See? Isn't that good? Ah, it is beautiful, isn't it? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Oh, it's the wisdom of God. Yeah. No response. Isn't that good? I shut him up. I shut the other guy up too. Praise God. Because I'm after the truth. I'm not in defense of this community. Not in defense of the founder thereof. Not in defense of Brother Stair. Not in defense of Pastor Rice. Not in defense of Marie. In defense of the gospel. Hallelujah. The good news. Jesus' blood will make the vilest sinner clean. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. So we need help, you know. You know, we talk about the blood all the time, and it just doesn't move us like it ought to. That's a pre-trib mind. That's a pre-trib spirit. Whatever you say. I don't care what you say you believe. When we talk about the blood and giving glory to God, that some of y'all show a pre-trib spirit. Oh, would God expect me to do that? Yeah. And that's what I see. That's how damn wicked it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Huh? God won't meet it. But when we do what we want to do, are we all excited? And we can't provoke you. No, can't provoke you. When you don't get your way, brother, nobody have to tell you to sound off. Absolutely not. And we shouldn't have to tell anybody that know Jesus Christ to sound off. Give God praise. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. All right. Let me go on in Jesus' name. Oh, thank you, Lord. Many times, it's throughout the book. Or you think they ended up down in Egypt? See what I'm saying? What happened down in Egypt? God allowed that. Not only did they go to Egypt, they went to Babylon too. Yeah. The heathen rule over there. Would God allow that? Oh, God wouldn't let y'all go through tribulation. That is so foolish. That is so foolish. Oh, God wouldn't allow Pastor Rice to rebuke me. That is so foolish. That is so foolish. Boy, I'm getting excited. Woo, glory, glory, glory. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Oh, God wouldn't let O'Neill treat me like that. Woo, glory, glory. Thank you, Lord. Now, if you all are tired, y'all can leave. Come on. You can stand and encourage me, but if you don't want to, that's fine. Hallelujah. Yeah, my heart is indicted in a good matter. Absolutely. I woke up this morning with my mind on Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Now, Charlene, you're not hurting too much to give God glory. No, I'm not asking, I'm telling you. Neither are you. Praise the Lord. Ain't nothing wrong with you. Well, I woke up this morning with my mind straight on Jesus. I woke up this morning with my mind straight on the Lord. I woke up this morning with my mind straight on Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, the devil don't like me with my mind stayed on Jesus. The devil don't like me when my mind stayed on the Lord. The devil don't like me when my mind stayed on Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. No condemnation when your mind stayed on Jesus. No condemnation in your mind. Straight on the Lord. No condemnation when your mind stayed on Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Now, the ones that love the truth, they're encouraged when I talk like this. Huh? The one that loves lies and deceptions, they dig in. You'll never convince me that observing Christmas isn't right. Absolutely not. So you see, I don't argue about that. I still tell the truth, though. You'll never tell me that Easter don't honor God. Well, I won't, so I'm going to leave you alone. But to them that love the truth, I say Easter does not honor God. Observing Christmas and Sunday Sabbath does not honor God. Hallelujah. We honor God when we fear Him and keep His commandments. And His commandments are not grievous. Remember the Sabbath day. Keep it holy. Glory, His commandments are not grievous. Love thy neighbor as thyself. His commandments are not grievous. Hallelujah. Y'all see how foolish that is. When you say, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Where does that come from? No, I mean specifically, it comes from the Ten Commandments that God spake out of the mouth. Y'all know God spake that? Out of His own mouth? Wrote it with His own finger? Well, we don't have to do it, though. Oh, we're Baptists. We don't do that. I see. Huh? Y'all go back and read the account. God spoke this out of the mountain. And they were afraid. Hallelujah. They were convinced that they should keep the Sabbath. You know, as much grace as they had. Huh? Come on. So what has happened is the peril. That's what we're talking about. Men moving away, departing from God. That's the peril. Come on. Hallelujah. And it's concerning God's people. It's not concerning the world. No. Hallelujah. It's concerning those whom God has given eyes to see, ears to hear, hearts to perceive. Thank you, Lord. So you all should understand how I feel about slothfulness and faraway looks. I guess I have to get Neil up here and kill him, huh? Now, some of y'all don't mind. Maybe I can get you up here and kill you. How about that? Let's do it like that. Huh? Right? You guys got the faraway look. Come up here and let me try to demonstrate about the blood of Jesus. Huh? Maybe that would be better, huh? I know you don't mind if I take Neil. How about you? Huh? You're a sacrifice today, aren't you? Huh? You all present your body as a sacrifice? Y'all get me a knife and come on up here. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You understand it takes more than my preaching to get it done. It takes a divine operation. Now, this works with the divine operation. You understand that. My preaching is not against the divine operation. It works hand in hand with the divine operation. You'll believe in me. Works hand in hand with your faraway looks is opposition. Huh? Your wandering mind. No, it's enmity against God. Your carnal mind is enmity against God. Hallelujah. We're going to praise Him, Edie. Hallelujah. Because He's worthy. Huh? And as much as we know that, we know we're unworthy. That's the other thing that go hand in hand. The reason we don't praise God like we do, we think too highly of ourselves. Now, whenever we do whatever we do, my God, we want praise from everybody. Oh, yeah. Y'all see what Neil did? look what I did. Come on. Come on. Now, you don't even have to try. It's just what happens. And concerning all that God did, we just poo-poo that. All gave his own son, huh? All poo-poo. Even gave his son for no goods. No good sinners. If I give my son, it will be for somebody worth something, huh? See? Oh, help me, Jesus. Hallelujah. You all got sons and daughters? Maybe that's how we should do it. Y'all bring me your sons and daughters, and one by one, I'll demonstrate the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Is that all right? You got sons and daughters? Get them over here. So, get me a knife. Huh? You got sons? Get them over here. You got daughters? Huh? Anybody got children? Yeah, this is how we can show what God's done for us. You bring them right here. Put them in the line and bring them by here, and we'll just cut their head off. Is that good? I see. Well, I can't stir y'all up, can I? Oh, it's not like that. Well, is it not? Is it not? I mean, was it real blood, or did he really die? If he didn't really raise from the dead. And here we are in trouble. Y'all believe in the resurrection? You must believe in the death then. Hallelujah. No. The death was not superficial. Yeah, he died. Very real. Now, I'm saying these things to, you know, give us an image in our hearts and minds. I'm not going to do that. No, I'm not. I have no authority for it. If I did, I would. I say, you bring me David, but if I had authority, and I just, Abraham did. Oh, I see. Well, we don't believe that either, do we? Oh, God wouldn't tell a man to kill his own son. He only did that to point to Jesus Christ. That's why he tell you to hate your family. That's the point to Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And your own life also. Hallelujah. Brother Robert, you left early this morning. You had to go to the potty? Huh? That's good. That's what I said. I gave you the benefit of the doubt. I see them leave early all the time. I said, I guess they got a potty. Huh? What do y'all think? Praise the Lord. Especially if it gets loud in there, some make sure they leave. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's going to get loud in here too. Hallelujah. All right. Brother Kevin said he needs some help today. All right. David's lighting up. That's good. Hallelujah. Brother Dave said, man, that Brother Rico, man, he works hard. He's a superman out there. He's tossing that wood back and forth. I said, well, that's your example, David. Hallelujah. Now, I know David has his handicaps. Everybody does. There's not a man that don't have them. Being a man is a handicap. Nevertheless, God can still save us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, let me read. I'm going to find it. I won't be too long. Y'all understand that. And the servant of the Lord. And the servant of the Lord. That's you and you and you. Especially you. Huh? And the servant of the Lord. That's you, brother. That's you. Now, you want to be faithful. All ye servants of the Lord, God wants you to be faithful. He set the example for us. So he said, hold fast the profession of your faith without wavering. Huh? Don't change your mind and say, I want to go back without wavering. For he is faithful that called you. Hallelujah. Called you into the fellowship. Now, of course, those that don't want to go through pre-trib, they won't go, I guess, because it ain't one. Come on. I mean, come on here. They have to go through the one that is. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, help me. That's part of his fellowship. You know, it plays out right now every day. And when we don't want to be partakers of his suffering, then that's our pre-trib. Our pre-trib. Oh, God don't want me to suffer. Everybody must talk nice about me and treat me nice. And when I preach, they all got to respond right. Oh, God. Woo, glory, glory. Well, well, well. Welcome to reality. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Jesus. But God is working it out for good. Yeah, he said, man, if everybody speak well of you, that is a very real danger. A woe is me. Yeah, if ever, but I don't have to work. Hallelujah. Huh? You're in a Jim Jones cup. You know, we've been drinking the goat milk a long time and it ain't killed us yet. Woo, glory, glory. Hey, watch out for the Kool-Aid. We don't even get Kool-Aid, man. We get grape juice. We grape the pear juice and apple juice. And thank you, Lord. Goat milk, cow milk. Huh? That ain't harmed us yet. Water from the well. Praise the Lord. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you. What are you going to say about Jim Jones?
When I was little and that movie came out, my mom took me aside, and I actually got like a long lecture about this, that I was never to join a cult. And every year she would remind me not to join a cult, because if I did, she would disown me. So I always thought it was interesting that people think that this is a cult. And when I first moved to the upper room, after my mother died and I went through all of her things, I didn't realize how much letters she had written to different people about me being there. But this was a true fear for people. But my mother didn't serve God, so she really didn't understand. When I came to the upper room, I was called of God. And there was a great fear on my heart to go to the upper room. Okay, praise God.
Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Where's James? What are the perils?
Lord.
Where's James?
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Adam.
Amen.
Where art thou?
Amen.
Huh? Of course, Adam could have said, God, where art thou?
Yes, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
But he was trying to hide from God. How futile, huh? He didn't get it done. Well, you said God asked where he was. Yeah, that was to provoke him. It wasn't that he didn't know. You know he knows where you are? He knows your thoughts are far off? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to read these. I started, but y'all got me off track. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We're still recording, but the speakers are off. Well, I'm not going to hear me myself. You can hear me? Hallelujah. Well, see, we have a handicap today.
Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Well, God's not surprised, you know.
Amen. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, I'm going to find out where to pick it up. I've got it here, you understand. I've got a... Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach. In meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves. If God, peradventure, perhaps,
will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth. So that's what repentance is. Y'all know the truth? You're sinners. Huh? Hallelujah. That they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil. Who are taken captive by him at his will. Well, well, well. At his will. And anytime he wants some, he just grabs them. They need deliverance. Hallelujah. God is able. Hallelujah. I'm going to find the other. In the name of Jesus, for the glory of God. Somebody help me, Lord. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God. Hallelujah. Give God. That's... Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God the praise. I was in darkness. I couldn't find my way. Jesus turned the light and turned it into day. Where you loved me, he gave the victory. Praise the Lord. Give God the praise. Oh, hallelujah. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Well, I guess the fear of people being in the cult is someone have so much control over them that they don't think for themselves. Well, that's where we are. But it's not bad. Come on. That's how they do the Marines, you know. They don't get to think for them. No, they don't. Hallelujah. No, I'm your mother. I'm your father. I'm your God. Right. Yours is not the reason why. Yours is just to do or die. Come on. But they get awards and people. Oh, my son's in the Marine Corps. See? And don't tell me they don't have control. They have absolute control except God. You understand? We always have to put God in the knowledge. Thank you, Lord. And any other enterprise or vocation. You know that. I'm going to tie it in with running to obtain. Okay? But doing things concerning men, people have no problem with, but when it's concerning God, you know, obey the first sergeant, obey the platoon sergeant, oh, not a problem. Obey the company commander and the battalion commander, not a problem. Obey God, oh, God, this is scary. Y'all ever heard of Jim Jones? Y'all ever heard of Jim Jones? Hallelujah. Glory, glory. See. Thank you, Lord. Of course, this is concerning us because that's why we are reluctant to yield to God. We can't do what we want to do. And we tell God, I don't want to be in no cult. I want to think for myself. I want to decide where I go. I don't want to be in your cult, God. I preach good, don't I? This is the peril. This is the peril. Hallelujah. Whatever God put me in, I'm happy. Praise the Lord. Huh? I'm the servant of the Lord. Huh? I'm not my own. I guess that's pretty cultish, isn't it? Huh? Yeah, I don't have my mind. I have the mind of Christ. Huh? I got the faith of Christ. I got the love of Christ. Huh? I got the peace of Christ. Hallelujah. I'm just completely possessed by Christ. Huh? Yeah, so I'm not my, yeah, not I, but Christ. Oh, scary, isn't it? My. Well, the Baptists got their cult too, you know. Huh? And the Adventists? No. I see. If you join up, you'll see. Now, this is not a joining up. No, this is a calling. Huh? We're called out. If we are not, God is not God. We didn't choose him. He chose us. Hallelujah. He called us out of the world. Glory, glory. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. I'm going to finish it in the name of Jesus. We have the victory. Hallelujah. This know also that in the last days, perilous times shall come. All right. That's in 2 Timothy 3. So I began to meditate about perils, you know. Hallelujah. You know, them phones y'all carry, they have stuff emanating from them. Are these the perils? Uh-huh. You know, there's stuff falling out of the sky. Is these the perils? Oh, no. Hallelujah. These are not. Let me read the perils. Okay? Right out of the book. Men should be lovers of their own self. Oh, is that a danger? Oh, no. It's that MSG. Huh? And sugar. Amen. Huh? Hey, y'all say amen this morning. I'm telling about the true perils. All right? Men will be lovers of their own self. That cause perilous times. All right? Covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to their own parents. Listen to this. Unthankful. Isn't that a peril? It is. We don't think so because we give thanks if we want to, and if we don't, we don't, and we give it how we want to. So we don't think this is a peril. But the fact that you do the way you do shows you that it's a peril. Y'all know that? Who would think there'd be a time when the holy people of God would refuse to give him thanks? Huh? They come up with some reason, or it's not the time, it's not the place, or don't feel like it, or Pastor Rice, he preaching, he condemns me, and I got to go do this, and come on. Perilous time. Hallelujah. We hear the truth preached every day, and we act like we don't know what to do. Perilous times. Unthankful. Oh, thank you, Lord. To the point we just don't realize what we could profit from by how much we could profit by being thankful. But whenever I talk about Thanksgiving, we, just like the blood of Jesus, just don't move us. Perilous times. Perilous time. Now, when we talk about your kid getting his finger cut down, yeah, that moves you, you know, but Jesus Christ laying down his life, well, you know, Pastor Rice talk about that every day. We're tired of hearing that. Perilous times. Perilous times. We're not going to get excited about that. Perilous time. Perilous time. Perilous time. Huh? My heart's far from God. It's gone after covetousness. I'm proud. I boast about who I is. Huh? I'm unthankful. Huh? Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. In everything? Well, we act like we never heard of that. When I talk about giving thanks, we don't respond in the affirmative. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce despisers of those that are good. Traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. Hallelujah. Are we not in perilous time? Having a form of godliness. Now, this is really one of them. You know, they name the name and say, yeah, oh, Jesus, love me. Jesus is coming. You know, hey, look at me. I'm here to overcome. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such turn away. Hallelujah. For this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with divers lusts. Covetousness. Hallelujah. Covetousness, which is idolatry. And it brings about this other phenomenon. Ever learning, but never able to come into the knowledge of the truth. Now Janus and Jambres withstood Moses, and they did. So these who have a form of godliness, deny the power, creep into the women's houses, these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. These are the perilous times that we are in. Thank you, Lord. Titus 1:10, for there are many unruly and vain talkers, deceivers, especially they that are of the circumcision, or Jews after the flesh. We are of the circumcision. Y'all understand that. Hallelujah. We're Jews too. But inwardly, hallelujah, and the circumcision is of the spirit, in the heart, by the spirit. So, it said, whose mouths must be stopped, who subvert whole houses, teaching things which they ought not, for filthy lucre's sake. Not necessarily for money that's tangible, but for things for themselves. Covetous, proud, boasters, lovers of their own selves, lovers of pleasures, more than lovers of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. One of themselves, even a prophet of their own, said the Cretans are always liars, evil beast, slow bellies. Now, it says this witness is true. Wherefore, rebuke them sharply, that they may be sound in the faith, not giving heed to Jewish fables and commandments of men that turn from the truth. Unto the pure, all things are pure. But unto them that are defiled and unbelieving is nothing pure. Even their mind and conscience is defiled. Hallelujah. They profess they know God, but in works they deny. They have a form of godliness, you know, but they deny the power. This is the same thing said another way. They profess they know God. Almost any man you find, they profess they know God, but in works they deny. But this is concerning the household of faith. Hallelujah. What can the world do but deny God? Hallelujah. But the peril is that we deny him. We turn away from him. Apostasy. Thank you, Lord. Apostasy is any turning back. Y'all know that? We say Jesus Christ is Lord. Anything away from that is apostasy. Absolutely. Hallelujah. He sought me, bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him. Any departure from that? Apostasy. Absolutely. All to him I owe. I give myself to thee. Well, we are in peril, aren't we? We are in peril. Hallelujah. Even their mind and conscience is defiled. They profess they know God, but in works they deny him. There it is. Being abominable and disobedient. And unto every good work reprobate. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Disobedient. Huh? Unthankful. See the peril? Now, I've got a scripture about the children of disobedience. You want to hear? There's also a scripture that says obedience, which is the opposite of disobedience. Obedience is better than sacrifice. How about it? I would say obedience is the sacrifice. Hallelujah. Oh, but speak thou the things which become sound doctrine, that the aged men be sober, grave, temperate, sound in faith, in charity, patience. Huh? Faith, charity, patience. Thank you, Lord. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God the praise. I guess, thank you, Lord. I'm going to have to get my book here. Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receive the prize? This is 1 Corinthians 9. Y'all know that? So run that you may obtain. Every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown. Hallelujah. But we an incorruptible. So I run. I therefore so run not. Thank you. Help me, Jesus. Not as uncertainly. So fight I. Not as one that beateth the air. But I keep under my body, bring it into subjection, lest that by any means when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. What fear, huh? Hallelujah. That's different than, I bleed on Jesus now. I can't be lost. I guess there's no such thing as backsliding. Came too late to tell me. Glory, glory. And God really didn't mean it when he said that in the latter time some shall depart from the faith. And don't tell me folk depart from the faith and still are saved. Well. So if people can depart from the faith, I guess then they can have it and lose it or depart from it. God won't leave you, you know. But men leave God. Absolutely. Hallelujah. Those that are saved are saved. It's just being manifest, like I was saying yesterday. And those that are saved are saved. Praise God. And you know how it'll be manifest? They'll keep the faith. Read how Paul figured it out. When Paul said, I'm ready, it wasn't because he departed from the faith. He said, I've kept the faith. And anybody that keeps the faith is saved. The ones that started out with the faith, they never were saved anyway. No, those that are saved keep the faith. So, those that are saved are saved. Thank you, Lord. They love the Lord because he loved them. And they grow into his love, and his love is perfected in them. And they hate the world. And they don't love themselves. Hallelujah. This is working in you right now. Y'all understand that? Submit to it. Yield. Don't resist God. Oh, praise the Lord. He said, run to obtain. Distract is to draw the mind, etc., away in another direction. Hallelujah. They use it on the kids. They use it on the battlefield. They use it in the politics. They use it in commerce. They use it everywhere. You know, that's how you can get some gain. You get them looking the other way. You know, that's how Brother David would do. He'd say, I'm going to race you, young men. And he'd get down. He said, I'm going to say, get set, get ready. He said, look over there, go. Y'all know David did that. Absolutely. But what I'm talking about is distraction. It's very effective. Now understand that. And the times we're in much distraction, much, much distraction. So you want to wake up with your mind on Jesus. You want to go to bed with your mind on Jesus. You want to keep your minds on the Lord. Hallelujah. You actually must cast down all those imaginations. You must do it. They won't go away by themselves. You must bring every thought into captivity. They won't, huh? They won't come into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. To divert, to draw the thoughts in conflicting directions. Harass, confuse. This is distract, much distraction. Hallelujah. Decoy is a thing or person used to lure or tempt into danger or trap. You know, that's what the ones that go into the women's houses laden with sins. Yeah. Hallelujah. People that speak perverse things. See? Hallelujah. Yeah, a lot of damage is done with the tongue. Yeah. Hallelujah. Not MSG. Not 5G either. Hallelujah. It's that tongue. Unruly. Vain talkers. Thank you, Lord. A thing or person used to lure or tempt his designations as a tempter. The tempter. That's what he's all about. Now, if you would understand the tempters or Satan or the deceiver, same difference. His mission statement is in the book of John. He comes but for to kill, steal, to destroy. Whatever he's doing, though, that's the purpose. He never comes to tell you the truth. He knows nothing about that. He never comes to encourage you to obey God. No, no. All of his conversation is about killing you, stealing from you, and destroying you. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to preach on for a little while, Ann. Diversion, anything that diverts or distracts the attention. Isn't that simple? Hallelujah. Hence, we have exhortations, commandments, such as, see then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools. Fools don't walk circumspectly. They just do things and they don't care what happens. Or they really take no thought for what will happen. They don't realize the potential danger. That's walking like a fool. Now, how foolish for us who are warned all the time to walk like a fool. That is foolish. You can't get any more foolish than that. Huh? You got ears to hear, eyes to see, and God warns us all the time, and we walk like fools. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. That means you would redeem the time. No time to waste. We don't have time to turn aside. No, the night is far spent. The day is at hand. Hallelujah. Let us cast off the works of darkness. Put on the armor of light. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, help me, Lord. Circumspect is thinking carefully about potential risk. See, perilous times. So the circumspect think carefully about the perils, not MSG. Boy, I'm redundant on that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Not Democrats getting in office. Oh, no. Not even Republicans. No, that's not the peril. Not even a woman. No. We have perils right here among us that have to do with our own heart. Thank you, Lord. Circumspect thinking carefully about potential risk and consequences. Careful to avoid risk and mindful of all circumstances. So we should always be mindful that whenever we go to do good, evil is present. Evil within, evil without. Y'all know it. Within, there's evil. That's why we must keep our hearts with all diligence. That will do us more harm than Neil will ever do us, or Terry, or anybody else. Y'all understand that? So while we're looking at the other person, the harm they're going to do us, they cannot harm us. We harm our own self. When we don't believe God, that's our condemnation. As much as we believe in Him, He'll save us. He can't lie, though. He like to save you now. So He says, since I want to save you, you believe. I'm going to send you a preacher. He's going to preach. Now you believe. Gonna put my spirit in you. Spirit of truth. And He'll say, that's the truth. Don't argue with it. Don't resist it. Hallelujah. Submit to Him. Yield to Him. Be led by Him. That's what He said to the saved. Let's not think God's doing us wrong because He's doing it to save us. Oh my God. Boy, we're hard people, aren't we? Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Father. I'm going to be done shortly. I see. I probably didn't save something this morning. That means you don't have it. Y'all know that. Hallelujah. You know, when you do all your stuff on the computer, you have to save it. Else it won't show up. No, it won't. Thank God I've got it saved. Amen. Hallelujah. I've got it saved. Save, save, save. Hallelujah. It might not be in my paper, but it's certainly in the book. Hallelujah. I'm going to do this one, and then we'll try to find the end here. In the will of God. Y'all know that waiting is one of the postures of men, soldiers. I think yesterday Brother Spurgeon was saying that's one of the hardest postures for soldiers. They don't mind charging forth. Some do, some don't. But y'all just sit here and wait. Oh, man. That's kind of... Hallelujah. But many times that's what we're to do. And even in that, God is working something out. Yeah, he's building His church. He's strengthening us. And he's teaching us. Amen, amen. Oh, thank you, Lord. I gotta thank you, Lord. Oh, Jesus, Savior.
Thank you, Lord.
Hear my humble cry. It says here, thank you, Lord. I gotta figure out where to pick it up. We don't want to start at Genesis. That we don't have time right now. All right. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. But this I say, brethren, the time is short. You're taking it out of context. Can't do it. Can't do it. Whenever you pick it up, this is the truth. Hallelujah. Brother Edward talked about, how God worked with the prophet and worked like He works with us all. And it took him his whole life. Well, that's how it is with us. The reason we're still living, hey, God's still working with it. So concerning us, the time is short. That's always been the case. We really don't know how long we have. No, we don't. But there's a time appointed. And the good work that the Father has begun, He's going to perform it. Yeah, He knows exactly how. And in performing the work, you need to understand that time is short. That has nothing to do with the clock on the wall. It has to do with you being called. Anybody has been called, then this applies. Now, to the heathen and the pre-tribbers, I guess it don't mean that. But to those that are called, time has always been short. Hallelujah. Because, you know, God has to work his mighty work. Huh? And he's doing it in this time, huh? Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord. Yeah, he's not going to fail. So time is short. That's where I was. Time is short. It's still true. Thank you, Lord. It remaineth that both they that have wives be as though they had none, and they that weep as though they wept not, and they that rejoice as though they rejoice not, and they that buy as though they possess not. And they that use this world is not abusing it, for the fashion of this world passeth away. But I would have you understand without carefulness, he that is unmarried careth for the things that belong to the Lord, how he may please the Lord. But he that is married careth for the things that are of the world, how he may please his wife. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. There is a difference also between a wife and a virgin. The unmarried woman cared for the things of the Lord, that she may be holy both in body and in spirit. But she that is married cared for the things of the world, how she may please her husband. 1 Corinthians 7:35. And this I speak for your own profit, not that I may cast a snare upon you, but for that which is comely, and that you may attend upon the Lord without distraction. Ah, I got to it, didn't I? Hallelujah. From wife, from husband, son, daughter, vocation, hallelujah, desire without distraction. This is the only way we can serve him without putting away all distraction. And there's many of them. Hallelujah. They make for a snare. Yeah, they lead you into danger. Make you fall into the pit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, bless the Lord, oh my soul. All that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Forget not all of his benefits. Praise the Lord. All right. Says here, the end of aging. They've got technology now, so you all don't have to age anymore. Don't y'all believe that? But here it is. Many will be deceived thereby. Now, here's a process concerning aging, but God does it, and we're already in it. Y'all know that? We're going to the place where they never grow old. That won't happen here, though. Hallelujah. Going to the city where the Lamb is the light. Hallelujah. Thou shalt guide me with thy counsel, and afterward receive me to glory. Psalm 73. I like it because it says the psalmist felt his need of divine guidance. How about that? Teach me, lead me. Huh? We're blessed when we have a need for divine guidance. Should we go up, Lord? Huh? Should we go up with 10,000? Or should we go up at all? Huh? Praise the Lord. Should I work on the Nissan? Or should I work on the Mazda? You know, need of divine guidance. Or divine, yes, so good. He had just been discovering, I like this, the foolishness of his own heart. How about that? And lest he should be constantly led astray by it, he resolved that God's counsel should henceforth guide him, lest he be led away by his foolish heart. Keep your heart, deceitful heart. Keep your heart with all diligence. The heart is deceitful. Thank you, Lord. But he says here, I like it, a sense of our own folly is a great step toward being wise. Isn't that great? Hallelujah. A sense of our own weakness is a great step in being strong. Hallelujah. Anything that tells us of our desperate need for God, will cause us to draw nigh to him. Y'all understand that's what draws folk nigh to God? That's why God had the law. Otherwise, we wouldn't have drawn nigh. Hallelujah. The law just condemned us. Absolutely. Yes. Yes. It say you ain't right. You're a sinner. The wages thereof is death. And nothing you can do. Oh, but there's a Savior who paid the debt for you. But of course, the Savior that paid the debt means nothing to folk who don't think they have a debt. And that's where most of the world is. And this is one of the perils that we fall into. We don't realize how much we owe him. Huh? We don't realize how much we owe him. Don't say we don't owe. We're not debtors to the flesh, but we do owe him. Yes, we do. We do owe him. I read it in the book. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. We do owe him. What should I do? Present your body. A living sacrifice. Give me your will. Praise the Lord. I'll make it prosper for you. Glory. I'll instruct you in the way of life. I'll counsel you. Praise the Lord. Oh, counselor, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. When it leads us to rely on the wisdom of God. How about that? The blind man leans on his friend's arm and reaches home safely. That's because he confesses that he can't see. Same with us. So the Pharisees say, are we blind also? He said, well, you say you see, so your sin remains. When we say, Lord, I need you, help me to see, then he helps us. That's when we confess. Our ignorance, our weakness, our folly, our ineptness, our insufficiency, our depravity, and so on and so on and so on. God makes up the difference. We need him. Because we're deficit in everything that's good. There's nothing, we don't have one iota of good. We need him. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. So we would give ourselves up implicitly to divine guidance. You know, when we recognize our own folly. Noting nothing doubting, assured that though we cannot see, it is always safe to trust the all-seeing God. Thou shalt is a blessed expression of confidence. The psalmist was sure that the Lord would not decline. I like this. Y'all listen to it. The condescending task. For God to come down here and be concerned about us is condescending. Absolutely. It's sort of like the job that Jacob takes up on himself. Only 1,000-fold more. It's condescending. You know, for what the way we do. Well, God, you're so blessed to come. It's condescending. He came down. And all that he does concerning us is condescending. He's a king. He's the almighty God. He's the creator of all things. See? But we sort of apostatize. That's what make for slothfulness. That's what make for slothful worship. That's what make for faraway looks. This is a peril. And the times to come, you won't tell me any different. Hallelujah. We count the things that God done through Jesus Christ as nothing. Just commonplace. Yeah, we do. It's working in man, so we have to, you know, by the Spirit counter it. It won't just abate by itself. We'll have to overcome. And that has nothing to do with our neighbor. That's on the inside. We've seen the peril is what Joe is going to do to me. How that's not the peril. You know, the scripture spoke of those that oppose themselves. That's the peril. Hallelujah. Help me, Jesus. Somebody give me some help here. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to be done shortly. Oh, thank you, Lord. Really now, God's dealing with us in any way. It's condescending. Absolutely. So what he actually has to do is bring us up. But he had to condescend to do it. Everybody understand that? And we seem to think that salvation is just such a light thing. Oh, Pastor Rice want me to say thank you, Jesus. The one that saved you said this is right for you to do. Huh? The one that saved you working in you will cause that. Now, you can resist it, but Jesus Christ working in you say, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. That, yeah, I'm not asking y'all. I'm not asking y'all. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Happy are we to have God's word to always guide us. Where were the mariner without his compass? And what were the Christian without the Bible? It is the unerring chart. It's perfect to guide us in the way we need to go. Hallelujah, but not just the Bible in itself. Huh? We need the Spirit's help. All right? The Bible don't mean anything to most folk. Even, come on, this part of the parable. We all read the Bible. Come on. But when we don't receive it by faith, it means nothing at all. Means nothing at all. Now, I heard some conversation this morning about competing. And that's just naturally what men do. Huh? So, I've been in situations where folk would, they tell about what they got from God, you know, and you can't have any conversation with them that day because all they got is, you know, God showed me this. Now, if they can put it together with the rest, that's fine. But, when they're competing, it's God told me this. You know, God's got me in the book of James. See, when I hear talk like that, my flag goes up and God has me here. And God never told you to obey them that have the rule over you and to humble yourself. My God, maybe he needs to get you over there. Of course, if you read James, he'll say, humble yourself. Yeah, he will. You can read it anywhere in the book. Anywhere in the book, he'll say, he'll call for humility. Again, that's God condescending. Don't you know that's he humbled himself to do that? Come on now. Absolutely. He's a great God. For him to take off his royal robe and put on this stuff. Come on, saints. Are we going to appreciate it? Well, we can only appreciate it because of what he's done. And we can. We don't have to, but because of what Christ has done, we are able to appreciate it. Yeah? So we are without excuse. I'm in this flesh. I can't appreciate a God coming down. Well, he's made it possible that we can appreciate this marvelous work of Jesus Christ working in you. We don't want to talk about Jim Jones. We want to talk about the one that can save us. Hallelujah. Oh, they're yawning on me, Lord. They're getting tired. Now, one of the things that would help that is y'all go to bed at night and go to sleep. Now, if you a night owl, ask God to help you. We have no need of night owls around here. We work in the day, and in the night we work another way. Well, we get our song in the night. Right, so we can get that while we sleep. See what I'm saying? We don't need to be awake. We might get on the computer. No good, no good. Then we might look up all these dainties that we can order. Yeah? No good. Then when it's time to hear the preaching, I'm tired. I'm sleepy. See? Praise the Lord. Don't say I'm a night owl. Huh? God giveth his beloved sleep. Sleep in the night. It's day now. Awake thou that sleepest. Arise from the dead. Christ shall give thee light. Hallelujah. I've stayed up late before, but usually I wasn't doing good. Sometimes I was staying up late because of that duty. Hard time for me, brother. I sleep at night. And when I had to pull them all night, brother, that's tough. Now, for some, it was okay, because that's what they do. Praise the Lord. And many times I got up early, and I wasn't doing good then either. Y'all understand that? That's why I'm so appreciative for when I wake up and my mind's on Jesus. You know, I'd wake up in the morning to do my evil. Yes, I would. None of y'all. I understand. Maybe y'all will experience some of this stuff, and then you'll give God praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. But I woke up this morning. My mind was on Jesus. Hallelujah. Huh? My heart began to indict a good matter. Really? Now, that means my heart's filled with the love of God, with the peace of God. And everything I hear points me to Jesus Christ. That's when your heart's indicted. I don't care what I hear when I get up in the morning, it's pointing to the Lord. Yes, it is. How about you? Well, only if you apply yourself. Only if you apply yourself. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Okay. So we're going on, Charlene. I'm glad to see you up and at 'em again. Now, you be careful. You're an old woman. Right. Praise the Lord. You can do something, but you have to do it differently. Okay, good. Same with me. Hallelujah. But I was thinking about that, you know, the things that I desired as in my younger time, God never gave it to me. Just think if I was so good at football or basketball that I'd get on a professional team. Of course, I desire things like that. You know that. I'd like to. Yeah. God was sure great, merciful to me. Huh? You know, all the things that my little heart's desire, he wouldn't let me have them. I'm grateful. Hallelujah. I'm grateful. If he had, I'd probably have kids in every state. But the Lord denied me. Oh, how blessed I am. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. I thought I was sucking hind tit then, but now I know that, you know, he had lifted me up. Praise the Lord. I don't know if we can say that or not. Can we? Okay. We say everything else. Praise the Lord, saints. Give God the praise. You know, that phrase comes from the runt, you know. That's the runt. He's the one that get that nipple that ain't much milk coming out of. So that's where that phrase comes from. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. But, yeah, when I was brought up, I had both of them. Yeah. I didn't have no twin to compete with. Y'all know I was raised on the breast. They told me that one day I bit mom. That was the end of it. No more breast for you, boy. I mean, that's what they told me. I don't remember that. Praise, I believe it, though. Somebody say amen. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name, Lord. So, it's those times. And the danger that is pertinent to us is not what people think are dangerous. Whatever they do in politics is no danger to us. Absolutely not. Whoever win the Grammys, that stuff is not. Huh? This stuff about AI, that's not the danger. Hallelujah. That's not the battle we're here to fight. all of the abortions, absolutely not. That's not our battle. Mm-mm. No. Praise the Lord. We fight the Lord's battle. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. That means we battle against evil. Mm-hmm. We overcome evil with good. Thank you, Lord. So I see Angela's piping up a little bit these days. That's encouraging. Reasonable service, though. Absolutely. I mean, all that God's done for Angela. How do you know He's done it for me? So she goes, oh, God ain't done this for me. You all are liars. Yeah. Let me tell you what God's done for y'all. Hallelujah. I brought you out of a horrible pit, pick you up out of the miry clay, set your feet up on a rock. Glory, glory. Delivered your soul from hell. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. All right. Brother Charles, you want to pray for us? Hallelujah.
We need you every hour, Lord. We are in perilous times, but you are ever-present help. Help us to be strong in you and the power of your might, Lord. Strengthen us with might and inner man. Direct our path, Lord. Conform us to your image. Make us ready for your appearing, Lord. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Lord bless you, saints. Maranatha. The Lord is coming.